From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth program as we continue our study on an overview of biblical missions. An overview of biblical missions. That's a significant topic, don't you think? What does the Bible say about missions? You know, one of the things that is very important for you and for me as Christians to do is to make sure that we are living according to the biblical worldview. And the biblical worldview is basically what does the Bible say about each and every issue that we face in life? Well, what does the Bible say about missions? I think it's important that we understand that simply because of the fact that missions is to be a part of our everyday life as a Christian. Missions is to be a priority in the life of the local church. Missions is to be the priority in the life of the Christian because we are to get out the Word of God as the ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are to be involved in that consistently. As individuals, we are to be praying for missions. We are to be giving to missions. And we are to be willing to even go into missions. Now, yesterday, we looked at Luke chapter 24, verses 45 through 49 on the Great Commission, one of the five places that the Great Commission is mentioned in the Word of God. It's mentioned five places, and I would encourage you maybe to study that on your own. I mentioned it the other day, but just in case you might have missed it, the Great Commission is emphasized in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, where the process of the Great Commission is given. And then it is mentioned in Mark chapter 16, verses 14 through 16, where the prospect of the Great Commission is given. Then it is mentioned in Luke chapter 24, verses 45 through 49, where the preaching of the Great Commission is mentioned. Then it is mentioned in John chapter 20, verses 21 through 23, where the personnel of the Great Commission is given. And then finally, it is presented in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, where the promise of the Great Commission is given. And I would encourage you to study the Great Commission. Get to know it. Get to understand it. And then, above all things, obey it. But I ended the broadcast with you yesterday talking about the definition of the New Testament church missions. And if you really want to understand what New Testament church missions is all about, study through the book of the Acts, because the book of the Acts is the handbook of missions in the New Testament. It's also the handbook of church operation in the New Testament, and you will find that the prime element of church operation according to the New Testament is to get out the Word of God. That is, to be involved in missions to the glory of God. So yesterday at the end of the program, we turned to Acts chapter 14, and I made reference to it, and I want to go back to look at it in more detail. And so if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me to Acts chapter 14, and let's begin reading with verse 19. Notice what it says, and we're talking about here the fact that Paul had just been preaching there at Lystra, and he was persecuted for his faith. And by the way, what we see here is the end of the first missionary journey of the Apostle Paul. Keep in mind that Paul had three major missionary journeys. And when we read in Acts chapter 14, we see him coming to the end of his first missionary journey. And notice what it says. Acts chapter 14 and verse 19. It says, "And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. And by the way, he may have been dead. Many Bible scholars and theologians have discussed that down through the years. Was Paul really dead here? Well, he may have been. At least they supposed that he was. But notice verse 20. It says, "Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch." Isn't that interesting to note that even the threat of persecution and the threat of death did not stop Paul and Barnabas from proclaiming the truth of the Word of God? That's amazing, isn't it? We are living in a day and age where many people don't go soul winning. They don't go door-to-door visitation. They don't share a tract because they're afraid that somebody might look at them cross-eyed, if you know what I mean. But these early disciples were bold. Even after Paul was persecuted for his faith there in Lystra, where did he return to? He went right back to Lystra so that he might proclaim the Word of God. Verse 22 of Acts 14 goes on to say, that as they preached, it says they confirmed the souls of the disciples and exhorted them to continue in the faith. Why? That we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. Now, I ended the program yesterday by saying in Acts chapter 14, verses 21, 22, and 23, we have the biblical definition of New Testament local church missions. And it's threefold. It's evangelizing the lost, it's edifying the Christian, and it's establishing local churches. We see that in verse 21, where they evangelized the lost. It said, "And when they had preached the gospel to that city, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch." Preaching the gospel is evangelizing, and teaching people is discipling. So they evangelized the lost, and then they discipled the newborn Christians. Verse 22 says that they went on and were involved in edifying Christians. It says in verse 22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. And of course, it goes on to say, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. And so after they evangelized these people, they edified the Christians and confirmed them in the faith. That is, they built them up in the faith, and they exhorted them to continue to keep on keeping on, even though they might have to face a lot of tribulation and trials and troubles here on earth. And truly, it is accurate that those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And then in verse 23, it says, "And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed." And this is teaching us that they established local churches, and as they established local churches, they ordained elders, pastors, leaders in those local churches, that those local churches might function according to the Word of God. And so when we look at Acts chapter 14, verses 21, 22, and 23, we see, as it were, the definition of biblical missions, and here it is. And I will read this a couple of times so that you might be able to write it down. And by the way, keep in mind that the notes and the outlines of our broadcasts are always available if you request them. And of course, at the end of the program today, Jim O'Brien will tell you how you can get them. But here is the definition of New Testament missions. New Testament church missions is the ministry of the local church in proclaiming the gospel with the goal of evangelizing the lost, edifying the Christian, and establishing new local churches. Now, that's simple. But it's important to understand that, because today when you hear people talking about missions, it can include a lot of things. And might I say that there are things beyond evangelism and edifying and establishing local churches that a mission can be involved with, or a missionary can be involved with. But when you look at the heart of missions from the Word of God, it involves evangelizing, edifying, and establishing churches. So let me give you this definition again. New Testament church missions is the ministry of the local church in the proclamation of the gospel with the goal of evangelizing the lost, edifying the Christian, and establishing new local churches. I want to ask you, Pastor, is your church involved with missions in that way? Ma'am, sir, those of you who know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, are you involved in missions in that way? Evangelizing the lost, edifying the Christian, and establishing local churches. You see, that was the pattern of the Apostle Paul in the early church. And we today can do no less if we wish to follow the biblical model for missions today. And so I want to ask you, are you committed to the biblical pattern of missions? Are you? Personally, are you in the local church? You know, the concept of missions is not to change society, but to preach the gospel and for God to call out a people for his name in this dispensation, and that means to build the church of Jesus Christ through the salvation of souls. Missions, be involved with it. The Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue our study. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Yes, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.